Hey guys, it's Jackie, and I've just been thinking about the conversation I had with my son Cordell, and I am so baffled by it that a 10-year-old could feel the way he does. Like I said, my son is very bright and very smart and very kind and has a heart of a gold. We were talking about his dad today, and he expressed to me, he goes, "Mom, my dad doesn't listen to me. I need more for my dad. I love my dad. He's a good person. He's a good man, but I need more from him. I need a connection." And I asked him, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I want him to spend more time with me. I want him to be able to live life like we do, where we go to the park or we go skating or we take time and start doing family time and family dinners." And he goes, "I don't want to do the watch the wrestling or watching sports because that's not fun to me. It never was. And I need more from my dad than that." And I started crying because he does struggle on telling his dad how he feels. He always has. And so I go, "Cordell, you gotta start talking to your dad and telling him how you feel. Even if it's in a letter, tell him how you feel. We can mail it off. At least you'll get your voice out there." And he goes, "Mom," but he won't listen. "Nothing will change." I started crying a lot. And I go, "Baby, I wish I could take this pain away from you." And so the more I think about it, and the more I think that Father's Day is coming around the corner, Cordell told me, he goes, "Why are we putting these frames together for Dad? The pictures of us kids when he will not even put them up on the wall or on his dresser." And then I said to him, "Then you say, Daddy, put these up. It will hurt my feelings if you do not put these up for us." I just think that I want my kids to be able to talk to their parents and not be afraid of saying what's on their mind and their thoughts and their feelings and what's in their heart. And so I've always made an open relationship when it comes to my kids that they can be freely to come talk to me and say, "You know, Mom, this is how I feel, and this hurt my feelings, what you said." And I've done that with the older kids too. I was like, "Come talk to me. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you think you need. And I will fix what you need. I will work around what I say and be careful what I say when it comes to your small heart or your guys's tender hearts." And so I think that's what Cordell needs from his dad, is to be listened to and really be heard and not pretend to be heard. Because, he mentioned a few things that I struggle with myself when it comes to his dad. We have a neighbor that it's his dad's best friend, and he will not. He stops there first before he comes and sees the kids. And it has bothered Cordell and Chandler because they do not understand, why can I not be first in his life? Why can I not be a priority? And I don't have no answers because I am not their dad, but I get where they feel everything comes before that. And so the question is, how do I help my son with his feelings and being vulnerable and help him understand that this is okay to feel this way, but you do need to use your voice to tell your dad how you feel and not be afraid of what he's going to think or if his dad's going to shut down or turn off emotions because he doesn't like what he hears?" And so my whole thing is, I'm not bashing my ex-husband because I truly care for my ex-husband more than a lot of people would after a divorce. I'm not angry at him. I just feel that he doesn't hear his kids. And it makes me sad to think that he won't take the time to spend time with them. Because every child is different. The older kids have different personalities. The boys have different personalities. And they have different needs. And so you got to adapt towards that. And where I have taken time to get to know my son. And take time to really get to know what their needs and their wants. And their feelings and their thoughts. And they're free to come talk to me and say, you know, you hurt my feelings when you said this, Mom. I need a hug. And I'm more open to fix what I said and done. Where I don't know if my ex-husband notices that he's doing things that has hurt them or he doesn't care. And so I don't know how to talk to him about that feelings that the boys are having because I always come across how I'm feeling. Or he accuses me of, is that what you feel? And so, it's really got to come for the boys. And I always tell the older kids to talk to their dad if they're feeling a certain way. Don't be afraid to put your feelings out there. But they've also had said to me, he doesn't listen. Why do I even bother talking to him? And I always say, baby, you gotta talk to your dad. Voice your opinion, really just put it out there. And so I just think that we got to encourage our kids to talk to their parents, especially if it's a divorce or a split parent that they are struggling with, and not step in the middle of that because it looks petty if you do. And I want the best for my ex-husband. I do. I truly, truly do. But I also know that the boys are first. They come first in my life. And so, how do I talk to the boys and make sure they understand that vulnerability is okay, your feelings are valid, and that you are allowed to have these feelings, and it's totally okay. But then I thought about my past and how I couldn't talk to my stepdad or I couldn't talk to my mom. I don't know if it started young in life that I didn't want to be vulnerable and I didn't want to show those feelings that I was having or nobody just noticed. I want to break that cycle so much. Because I don't want that to come into my kids' lives. And think that's okay. I want them to have healthy, happy lives and healthy relationships down the road. When they do start dating or when they do get married. That they can have those tools in their lives that they will have for the rest of their lives. It's not just the healthy eating or the exercise or being active. It's also being taking care of their mental health and make sure that they have the best mental health they can have, that they can grow confident, they can be okay and be, it's okay to have insecurities, but they also have to do the work to have that mental health. And so what I struggle with is how do I comfort my son? When it comes to their dad, when I just want to tell him, hey, this is the conversation I had with Cordell. How do we fix it? Because right now we're not co-parenting. He won't even talk to me unless the boys call and leave a message on his phone. And so there's no co-parenting. There is no nothing. And even today, where Cordell says, my dad's kind of selfish. In my head, I was like, yeah. I go, well, daddy's lost person. He's a good man. He's a good person. And so I always try to encourage them to know that their dad loves them and their dad is a child of God. And we should respect that too because God loves us the same. We should love everybody the same way as God loves us. And so my whole thing is I want to make sure my kids have a relationship with their dad. That they can at least say they tried to have a relationship. That they did try to talk to him and let him know how they feel. The older they get, I cannot encourage it because it takes two to have a relationship. And if they're the only ones trying, then I can't encourage it as much as I want to. Because I had an amazing relationship with my dad. I still do. And yeah, it's hard for me to talk to my dad because my dad has Alzheimer's. But I do know that I still talk to my dad and tell him about the good stuff. And he looks at me and he goes, yeah? Yeah. But he doesn't really know who he's talking to. Or when he does, he calls me the wrong sister or whatever. You know what I mean? And so I still try to have a relationship with my dad because I had a really good relationship. I spent time with my dad. I went roller skating with my dad. I went camping with my dad. And in high school, we used to go rock climbing in those indoor rock climbing places. And so we had the best relationship because I could talk to my dad and say, hey, I'm having this problem. What do I do? My boys don't have that because their dad doesn't listen. And I can't make their dad listen or make their dad do what he needs to do. But I can always encourage my boys to love their dad and share the things that are good in their lives and share their feelings with their dad. That's all I can do. That they can make sure they do have a relationship. It really is on a big part of if their dad wants to make an effort or not. Because relationships are work. You know, marriages are work and children are work and having relationships and any type of relationship you want and that is really important, you're going to make sure you make sure it is healthy, you do the work for it, and it's like a garden. If you don't water your garden, you're going to have dead plants. And so I'm planting that seed for my kids. And I'm telling them, water it. Talk to your dad. I even encourage the older kids to go to see their dad. If they do, they do. If they don't, I can't make them do it because they are adults. Most of them are. And so right now, my whole thing is I need to make sure Cordell expresses his feelings to his dad because he struggles. He always has. And I struggle on telling their dad how I feel when it comes to the boys too because I know he's not listening. And it makes me sad inside to think, how can you tune your children and your family out so badly that you don't have a relationship with any of them anymore? And so it's very frustrating to think, where did the man I used to know go? Where he had this relationship with all his kids, and now they don't have any at all. And so, my whole thing is, I want to make sure my kids know that their dad is loved, and you should always respect them, but also respect your feelings when it comes to when you are having them. So, I'll talk to you later. Bye.